Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
In view of the body of Christ, certainly so. In view of the great truths we have been talking about, that when we treat each other the right ways, there is peace inside our minds. When we are focusing on the bigger picture, when we are focusing on what is eternal, there is peace. When we have this knowledge in the forefront of our minds, all that knowledge Paul was referring to in chapters 1 and 2. So that is how we let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. It isn't that it automatically rules, but we have to let it. It will automatically rule if we are acting in the right ways and thinking the right things. But it's not some mystical state of peace that just settles into our minds and rests there. We have to let it come in. And come in it will when we, as Paul told the Romans in chapter 12, are not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewal of our mind. Notice the word transformed and the word renewal. It's something we have to do.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.